Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So I'm going to start off with how I've been starting off a lot of these interviews. What's the latest on Good Samaritan?
Well, the Good Samaritan is status quo. I've had a conversation recently with Matt Heskett, the CEO. So again, it will be sold at some point. That's a fact. But there's no news that I could share because I haven't been made of any updates. But again, I'm going to be advocating, much like the U.S. Congressman Steve Lynch and U.S. Senator Markey when they came here, and the state delegation, we wanted to just not close in any capacity, not even a day, not even an hour, not even a second, and have an experienced health provider come in there and just keep the ball rolling. We need this. This is time is of the essence, but we also need to make sure that critical medical care is provided.
And on a related note, what's the latest with Brockton Hospital?
Again, it hasn't changed since the last time I spoke. It does look like, there's a little bit of a delay with the HVAC system. But Bob Haffey, the CEO over there, has been phenomenal to work with since he took over after Kim Holland retired. And again, it looks like it's going to be September. I know everybody's hopeful that it's going to be the summer, but I don't think that's going to be a fact. But ultimately, it will be open. It's going to take the pressure off South Shore. It's going to take the pressure off Good Sam. And we're going to have a wonderful facility on the east side of the city of Brockton.
I understand there's been a new interim superintendent named.
We named, again, as mayor, I chair the Brockton School Committee. There's 7 elected members, myself, 8 of us. And we did vet out candidates, and we did vote the other night. And it's Dr. Priya Tahiliani is going to be coming on. We're in the early stages of negotiations, but she has a wealth of knowledge at the City of Boston and City of Everett, and she's just someone that really has shined, and we're excited to work with her.
I understand, too, now with summer upon us, we're going to be having a ribbon cutting for some of the pools.
I am so excited. Next Monday, the 15th of July at 11 a.m., I call it the beach because a lot of people, it is the beach in the city of Brockton. They can't travel to the Cape or to Nantasket. You may recall, Dan, a couple of years ago, I traveled down to Washington. I met with the federal delegation. I asked if we could get additional money. The Eastside Pool is the Cosgrove Pool, named after the first Brocktonian killed in World War II. And we were able to use $3 million from the American Rescue Plan, the ARPA money. And then we got another $3 million from the feds under the President Biden omnibus bill. So $6 million pool. I walked it just yesterday. It's phenomenal. So Congressman Lynch will be coming. A lot of elected officials, and then the pool will be officially open for Brocktonians. And it's really kid-friendly. There's a splash park. It's just awesome. It really is. And I'm just excited that the federal money came in, and we really maximized it to benefit the residents.
And speaking of summer-related activities, the concert series.
We started last night the mayor's annual summer concert series. Billy Kutu wasn't able to join us, but his band, the After Hours, were up there. And starts at 6 o'clock. It's every single Wednesday night up at Heights Crossing. And it's just great. It's a great venue. We have a lot of the seniors that call Heights Crossing their home. But we also have a lot of visitors that come up there. And it's just great music. A lot of people are dancing. And there's plenty of shade area. And refreshments are provided. And I want to thank Heights Crossing for always allowing us to run it. And they host it. And it's kind of a win-win annual summer tradition.
I also wanted to talk to you about a redevelopment project going on at 68 Legion Parkway.
Yeah, I mean, we Legion Parkway is really ripe for development. We have massive renovation going on. Legion Parkway is really the gateway to the city, and we are, if you're aware of that area, it brings you right to Warren Ave. That's where the $100 million public safety is being built. NeighborWorks Housing Solution has been on top of a lot of development. 121 Main Street, where Brockton Beer is located, the Hotel Grayson on Frederick Douglass, and they're working diligently on Leisure Parkway with Harbor One Bank. So listen, development is really crucial to any municipality. City of Brockton is ripe for development. You can walk right to the train station. We have 3 commuter stops in Brockton. So, I support, I'm a business-friendly mayor. I support development, and I want to thank all the developers, and I welcome any new developers that maybe haven't looked at Brockton yet. It's a great city to invest in, and the return on investment is real.
And you also got a visit recently from the ambassador to Cabo Verde.
I did. The U.S. ambassador, she just replaced Ambassador Jeff Daigle. She was just confirmed by the Senate in May. She is really someone that I was impressed with. I met her in my office the day before the 4th of July. She came in on the 3rd with some of her folks that are going to be working and living, you know, in and around the embassy. And, you know, I had the fortune to attend a visit to Cape Verde back in December of 23 with Bridgewater State University. And so she was well aware of the relationship. We have the largest Cape Verdean population in the United States of America. So it was great that the ambassador was able to come here, and, you know, we're going to continue to work for the benefit of Cabo Verde, but also for the benefit of the United States of America and the city of Brockton.
And also, no parking at City Hall right now, right?
No, unfortunately not. This week and next week, we have free parking on the parking authority lots, which abut School Street, so it's just a short walk right across the street to City Hall. But the massive $10 million ARPA renovation is being done, and the roof is being replaced and repaired, and the cupola is being fixed and repaired, and all the copper flashing. So we have a massive, massive crane right there. So out of abundance of caution and safety, this week and next week, there's no immediate parking at City Hall, but again, School Street, and then the overflow parking lot is free.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you as well.